Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today, I want to continue with our great thought that Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. What does that mean? Well, Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, Omega is the last. And so it means he's the first and he's the last. It means he's the beginning of the alphabet, he's the end of the alphabet. And he's all the other letters in between. And if he's all of the alphabet, my dear friend, all the words that can be spoken about God are spoken in him. But not only did the Hebrews use this word Alpha as to mean the first, they also meant it as the best, the same way we use the term grade A. Oh, something is grade A, then we're simply saying it's the best. And when the Hebrews oftentimes referred to something as being the Alpha, they were saying it was the best, and that's exactly who Christ is. Christ Jesus is the best. Call him by whatever title you want to give him. He's the best. Who is he and what is he? He's our prophet, he's our priest, he's our king. So call him a prophet. We've had lots of prophets, but in comparison, oh my goodness, they pale into insignificance compared to the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Alpha prophet. Call him a priest, and yes, he's a priest. He's the great high priest of our profession. He's the best priest. He's the Alpha priest. Because this priest took himself and offered himself for our sins. Other priests would have to offer something for their sins and for our sins. But Christ had no sin. And he offered himself for our sins. He's the Alpha priest. Who is he? He's the king. The king of kings. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It's from generation to generation. And yet he's the Alpha king, the best king who has ever lived. Call him whatever you want to. Call him a builder. He builds his church. He's the Alpha builder, for he's the wise master builder. Oh yes, the best builder who has ever lived. Building a spiritual kingdom. You can be a part of it, my friend, if you'll bow your knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, I've sinned against God, and I've sinned against my fellow man, but you died on the cross for sinners. I embrace you. Oh, he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. Call him a shepherd. Yes, he's the shepherd. He's the Alpha shepherd, the chief shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, who laid down his life for his sheep. Yes, he is the Alpha and he is the Omega, my dear friend. Why will you perish? Why will you live in the darkness? If you have not received eternal life as a free gift, as a free and gracious gift, what ails you? Come to the Lord Jesus with simple faith. Believe and trust that he has died upon the cross for sinners. Confess to him that you're a sinner and embrace the free gift he'll give you of eternal life. He'll save you to the uttermost. And that is the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.